Screenwriter Hanif Qureshi and film director Stephen Frears collaborated on the 1985 surprise hit My Beautiful Laundrette. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of their new film, which, like Laundrette, is about class conflicts and the clashing of cultures in England. The film's title has caused some controversy. The movie is called Sammy and Rosie Get Laid.
The title is like a taunt, a way of saying up yours to the world's blue noses and stuffed shirts, and also to American newspapers, many of which have refused to print the last two words of it. The title smirks at us, and so does the movie, which is energetic and naughty and exciting and very full of itself. In fact, Sammy and Rosie Get Laid is such a colorful phantasmagoria that you may feel it's unseemly or just too unhip to stop and ask what screenwriter Hanif Qureshi and director Stephen Frears are actually trying to say. The script is hyper-literate, a din of Tony epigrams and show-offy jokes, all set against a background of 80s London, where the race riots are friendly and cheerful, and the cocktail parties teem with malice.
Rosie, I've missed you.
You don't know me.
If I knew you, it would have been worse.
I do Gestalt therapy, an hour of Indian yoga followed by Buddhist chanting. Do you chant?
Chant what, my dear?
Mantras, to calm yourself.
I am calm. It's agitation, I see. You young international people mystify me. For you, the world and culture is a departmental store. You come in and take something you like from every floor, and you have no attachment, so your life is incoherent and shallow.
I'm a free spirit, open to everything.
The gentleman you just heard talking is Rafi, a renowned Pakistani politician who has fled his country with a fortune, and now he hopes to settle down in the clubby, comforting London he remembers from decades ago. Instead, he finds an urban war zone. Rafi is the father of Sammy, a coke-snorting accountant who lives with his social worker wife, Rosie, in the heart of the riot-torn Brixton ghetto. They're a couple of middle-class kids who've chosen the inner city because they think that's where the action is. According to Sammy, that's where Leonardo da Vinci would have lived had he been dropped, by some cruel fate, into Mrs. Thatcher's London. Sammy and Rosie have a defiantly open marriage, but it's clear that Rosie likes the openness better than Sammy does, and the movie tries to connect the quiet disturbance going on in their sexual relationship with the noisier disturbance going on in the streets. But the filmmakers are also trying to connect a lot of other things that just won't hook up. They want to compare the oppression Rafi practiced on his enemies in Pakistan with the oppression the Thatcher government practices on England's underclass, and all that with various forms of sexual and racial and capitalist oppression. Furthermore, the filmmakers seem to be recommending a program of looting and burning and rock and roll. The movie disingenuously pretends that these mobs destroying their own neighborhoods are basically just having a swell time. Even so, Sammy and Rosie Get Laid might have worked if we could see the connections in the characters and the things they do. But Sammy, as played by Ayub Khan Din, is a cipher. And Rosie, as played by the magnetic Frances Barber, is supposed to be some sort of heroic free spirit, and yet comes across as monstrously willful and cruel. The most delicious performance, and the most problematical, comes from the great Indian actor Shashi Kapoor as Rafi. It's a loving, hammy, juicy portrayal, and in a way, it backfires. Rafi represents everything the filmmakers despise, and yet he's by far the most likable and sympathetic character. Taken bit by bit, Sammy and Rosie Get Laid is a lot of fun, but the parts never cohere. And in the end, all the glue that Qureshi and Frears can provide is a kind of hipper-than-thou smugness. The movie's like a grinning, finger-popping demagogue. If you don't admire me, it smirks, then up yours.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.